Well, welcome to your Thursday morning. It's April 25th, starting off the day with sunshine and a temperature sitting at 36 degrees already here in downtown Charles City. It's almost getting to be perfect weather for, camping and going out to the parks, going out to the Fossil and Prairie Center, looking for them fossils. We have Heidi Reams, a Floyd County naturalist, joining us here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Quite the lead up. How are you today?
Good. It was a perfect lead up because we are expecting our first field trip of the season here this morning.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. What are they going to be doing out there? They're looking for fossils, I'm assuming, right?
Obviously looking for fossils. Yep. They'll be touring the Fossil and Prairie Center and then having lunch, and then they'll be fossil hunting in the afternoon. So they're spending a whole day out here.
That is awesome. And I still remember those field trips from my childhood back at Jefferson Elementary School and, of course, the middle school and all that stuff. So it sticks with you when you're a kid, when you head out there. And, of course...
But now, I was not your naturalist then, correct?
I believe you were, actually.
No way.
Yeah, no. I know. Time flies, right?
Yeah.
Well, of course, we do have the nice weather coming up. I know we have a 60-degree day here this week, and then it kind of trails back off to the 50s. But anyway, let's talk about campgrounds. The Fossil and Prairie Center, of course, reopening as well.
Yes, so next week we are getting ready and gearing up for the beginning of summer, so to speak. All of our campgrounds will open next Friday, May 5th, and then the Fossil and Prairie Center will open for weekends in May on Saturday, May 6th. So we'll be up and going, and everything will be available. Our campgrounds will also be featuring something a little bit different this year. At our modern campgrounds, which is Ackley Creek Park and the Doshonic Recreation Area, you will be able to pay for your campsite through the My County Parks website. And so you'll be able to pay using your credit card, so you won't have to bring cash or checks and fill out the envelope anymore. It'll all be done online.
That's pretty convenient, that's for sure. So that's at mycountyparks.com, and then you have to search for... Not really search, you just select Floyd County off that drop-down list, right?
Right, and actually we'll be making it a little bit easier for you. Each of the sites will have a QR code on them, and so you'll be able to scan that code, and it'll take you directly to that site's information in order to pay for it.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know, everybody has cell phones now, and all you have to do is open up your camera and snap those QR codes, and it'll take you right to the website or web link. So that's actually really easy. Really easy. So that's coming up.
Yeah, we hope so. And if not, they can always give us a call and we'll be able to walk them through it.
Definitely. That's already coming up next week. That's crazy to think about. Do you have any open houses scheduled?
Well, so as if the weekend wasn't busy enough, we're going to have an open house at the Doshonic Recreation Area on Sunday, May 7th. And that'll be from 1 to 4. And basically, all of our facilities will be open. So if you've heard us talking about the cabins and you wanted to get a closer look to see what's available, the cabins will be open. Our lodges will be open. If you're hosting a family reunion, a birthday party, or something like that, and don't want to have to clean your house, that's a good location for it. And because of the lovely weather that you have been giving me lately, we will also have... kind of hay rides down to the south end, which is best known for its bluebells. And so the wildflowers are starting to bloom. So we'll hope for those to hold out and so people can get a chance to see all of that spring beauty in action.
Oh, that is awesome. I love this time of year, and I'm sure you do too, even though you are a winter weather fan.
You know, I like every time of year when we're in it.
I can't argue that one. Talk about contact info, Heidi.
So to keep up on all of our events, now that we're getting into warmer weather, you can check out our social media links on Facebook and Instagram, as well as the county website, floydcoia.org. And if you're just looking at events here at the Fossil and Prairie Center, there's also their website, which is fossilcenter.com.
All right, perfect. Well, here's for warmer weather coming up by next week.
Yeah, because I have a lot of field trips scheduled, and I don't have any time for rescheduling due to rain. So you need to hold all that off until June, please.
Yeah, or snow, for that matter.
Or snow,
let's not go back there.
This is one time I would say I do not want any more snow.
Remember just a few years ago? Well, I guess it's probably been more than a few years ago. Maybe like 7 years ago, we got like 8 inches of snow in the first part of May.
Yes, because I was supposed to have an event that day and had to cancel it.
So what would you call that, winter weather announcements? Because, I mean, technically it's winter weather, but it's not a winter.
Actually,
I don't know. That's...
Yeah, I call it a mess.
A mess. That's perfect. That's what we'll go with here at KCHA. It's always kind of difficult coming up with the terms, like winter weather announcements when it's in May. So it just doesn't kind of sound right. But anyway, thank you very much, Heidi, for joining us. And, of course, more details, you can go to mycountyparks.com. And select Floyd County off the county's dropdown. Have a great couple of weeks. We'll talk to you here in a few.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. That was Floyd County naturalist Heidi Reams here on KCHA as part of the Floyd County Conservation Connection. It's 8:13. We have Megan Trainor coming up. Here is Bruno Mars.